I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I mean, this could win. This could win.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a great answer, and if Joe were here, he'd tell us about his 43rd viewing of it. Classic.
How can you watch it that many times?
Watch The West Wing almost 20 times. The West Wing.
There's so many other things out there.
Those are 44-minute episodes. I know. We just spent the break with Ruben Amaro just firing off show after show after show. He's like, this is great. You should watch this, you know?
There's so many good ones.
I do a TV show podcast. I'm watching new stuff, like, all the time.
There you go. See? All right, John, let's get to... what you do best. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. And in 2025, Armin Chevy Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. John, our Twitter poll question of the day today was, who would you like to see win the cornerback competition? The options, Ja'Quarian Bennett, Adoree Jackson, Kelee Ringo. How do you think the voting came out today?
Who would you like to see? This is interesting because...
yeah.
I would like Kelee Ringo originally. I would have liked for him to have won this because that makes the most sense for us.
Sure.
But he was doing poorly enough that we had to go out and bring someone else in. So now I want that guy to win the spot because it's more what Vic Fangio is looking for. I'm assuming it's more what Vic is looking for the outside cornerback spot. So I'm going to say Ja'Quarian, and I'm going to suppose that that's who wins.
That's correct. 59% of people. He won handily. Kelee Ringo does get the second amount, most amount of votes at 27%, and Adoree Jackson at 14%.
Whoa. That's rough for Adoree.
It is. It makes sense. You want the younger guy to win. I get it. Yeah. But it's still interesting, and it is interesting that we don't really have any clarity. It seems like Adoree Jackson's getting the most first-team reps from what is reported out of training camp, but... I mean, it really does seem to be up in the air, and Bennett hasn't been here long enough to really, you know, challenge that. So it's going to be fascinating.
And when he went in the game, he ended up getting banged up a little
bit. He did come back, though.
I wonder how much
he did come back,
which is good.
And I thought he had made a couple of plays.
He had that one pass breakup that was really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, we'll see. All right, 215-592-9494. Time zero is coming up in a few minutes. Let's get some calls before then. Let's talk to our buddy Will in the Northeast. Willie!
Folks, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing great, Will.
How y'all doing? All right. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about the Eagles and right to the Phillies. I'm kind of like sort of worried about the Eagles, man. I mean, I know this coach has been around with the Eagles, you know, with Jalen, you know, with the passion and everything. So I'm quite sure he went through a couple of playbooks with a couple of the coordinators that came here. So what I'm saying is, you got so many weapons, right? You have to activate all them weapons. as far as, you know, like I said, and we was talking about, I was talking about this last year, about bringing, you know, bringing back the fullback, bring back the eye formation, have some split back formations, change the formation up some.
That,
we got
Will, they certainly are going to, but that's part of the problem that I have with trying to assess this team based on what they're showing in a preseason game. They're not showing anything. They're not going to show new personnel groupings. They're not going to show new formations. They're not going to show motion. They're not going to stand before
the
snap.
Staff. Yeah, I mean, this Nick staff. Won't
he,
Nick won't
oh, he, they yeah, keep you know? Everything yeah, exactly. so close to the vest that this is not a demonstration of what this offense will look like or what this defense will look like. I mean, past the bare bones, it's just so bare bones.
I will tell you, I love it. I love the fact that they keep things close to the vest because, I mean, it's a hard
Why not,
thing to
right?
do.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to change schemes and do different plays and what have you, why would you want to tell the rest of the world?
You sure don't.
Why would you want to do that? Nope. I mean, go ahead and be as clandestine as you need to be. As long as it helps this team, that's all that matters.
And they'll come out the gates and they will reap some benefits from what doing
they're
right now.
Always evolving and always developing, and that starts from Howie Roseman on down.
But they really don't care what they look like right now in these preseason games.
I do not disagree with that.
They care what these players look like. They care that they can evaluate these young players and they can get an assessment on them and determine whether they are good enough and whether they have the qualities and characteristics that we need for this team. And they'll put it all together, and it's going to look like one big, happy family that works swimmingly well together.
What do you got on the Phils, Will?
I'm hoping so. And I just want to say real quick about the Eagles. I think our defense is going to be great. We got young, hungry players, man. And I know they want to make a name for themselves, and I know they want to get paid.
There's a vibe of they tackle. There's a vibe that they are going to out-tough everybody, and they're going to wrap you up and take you to the ground. And that feels great. That is not across the board in the NFL either. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right, what do you
have
on the Phils,
tough
Will?
Guys on our team.
Yeah, I want to say, first of all, my prayers go out to Zach, Will, and his family. I hope everything goes well with you. And I want to just say this about Zach. He's a stud. He's one of the greatest pitchers I ever seen play. And what I really believe that was going to happen, and I'm praying that it happened because he deserved it, I think we will see Zach Wheeler again.
I hope
the
so,
end of the
Will.
Season.
I really hope so.
I believe, you know, this is what he wants. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, I believe this is what he wants. I believe this is how he want to retire and go out. And I really believe he's going to come back and he's going to give us a strong run. And we're going to win this World Series.
I hope so, brother.
Stop worrying. We're going to win this World Series. Everything's looking a little iffy right now. But we're going to get it together. We're going to pull it together because everybody has to chip in.
I love it. Well, you got an answer for a TV theme song?
Oh, man, listen, I can't sing it, man. But when I was younger, this is one of the little sitcoms I used to always love, the Wonder Years song.
Oh, it's a great answer, yeah.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Joe Cocker,
that was a
man.
Good Joe Cocker
would you
right there.
Stand up and walk out on me? No one can really do
No, but that
no,
was pretty
only
good.
Joe Cocker can
yeah,
do Joe Cocker.
It's true.
Can
but
I
that was
just
a decent
ask
attempt.
If we could do music things every day this
I
week,
know,
John?
Right? It's
because
great.
It's just way too much
it's
fun.
It's great.
It's enjoyable.
John, to
it
the
is.
Point
he's
where...
He's got a passion for it.
Oh, he's great at
look
it.
Look at him go.
Yeah, we got to get the guitar in. We were talking about
look
that.
Look at you.
Richie, did...
Another layer.
To his point, as someone who didn't get to, like, choose the way your career ended... You know, you were someone who wasn't given a choice to go out and like, I'm going to come back from this and I'm going to play again. Like, for real, you didn't get that choice.
That would have been
nice. Yeah. Like, for Zach.
Not any, very few people.
What
get
do you
that.
Think's going through his head from that perspective? Obviously, we've got the life stuff and all that, but just from the like, ending your career that way perspective.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something you're not prepared for when it blindsides you. You're not prepared for it when it doesn't blindside you. You're not prepared to start your life over. You're not prepared to redefine yourself at any point. It's never easy. But I do think that Zach Wheeler seems to have a very healthy outlook.
And, I agree.
And he is a family man, first and foremost. And that is a, oh, man.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
That was, I don't want to say it's a concern. It's a concern for the team's ability to be its
best. It's what he has to do, he has to do, and he should do.
Exactly.
That's like
whatever
overall,
he needs to do for him.
We will not begrudge
family.
Him anything.
No way would I begrudge you. But this is such a for it. The fact that it's Zach Wheeler, it made me my mind immediately jumped to, I think he's probably considering hanging it up.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy
who doesn't. Because it was already in the air. We just heard.
2 years is all he's got, left in him. And now with this, it's just, wow. My mind went there. That's for sure. And I don't know what's going to happen now, but I know that the team, man, we need him for sure.
Yeah, it's a big loss. Let's talk to Eric in Mount Laurel. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right, Eric.
Great, great. Ruben, this one's for you. As a GM, as a former player, when you lose such an important piece, does it kind of lighten the pressure on Dombrowski? Like, hey, I did what I could do, and nothing could have prevented this from happening. And it's an unfortunate thing, but how do you spin it to a team to make it a positive that, hey, we got to pick up this and the next man up, sort of like the Eagles did when they won the Super Bowl, right? Carson goes down. Everyone was relying on him. Foles steps in. I mean, Ranger had a great performance last night, so that was uplifting. The team hit last night, uplifting. How do they keep that rolling for the next couple months? And maybe with some miracle, Wheeler can maybe make his way back late in the playoffs if we can carry it. How do you spin that to a team to create that positive energy to keep it rolling?
I mean, as steady as you go, and that's the most important part, and that's what I think Rob Thompson does and what Dave Dombrowski does. Listen, there's always pressure. It's never going to stop. The pressure continues, but you just go out and tell the guys exactly what Rob Thompson said. Just go play. Go play and play to the best of your ability and let the chips fall as they may. So, I mean, they can't do anything about it. This is part of the game. It's part of it. What happens all the time with every team across the board. Every team has injury. There's not one who is immune to it. And so it's just part of it, and just move forward. One of the beauties of this team has been their overall resilience. They bounce back in a really strong way in a lot of ways, and hopefully that's the case this year too.
All right. Sounds
Eric,
like
you got it?
I got it. Yeah, and it's something everyone's going to know. Even the young guys who are saying, we don't know about those 80s shows. You don't want to hear me sing it, so I'll give it to you here.
Give it to us.
Sesame Street.
Oh, wow. What an answer, Eric. That could win.
Holy smokes.
What a big answer at the end there, Eric.
That's visceral. That's a visceral reaction to that one.
I know that one.
Great. It's good. Fran.
Well, you just stopped watching it like a year or two ago.
Exactly, Rhea. I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Rhea, bang. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to pick a winner. We'll have to do it after Time's Yours. Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Wi-Fi's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today.
John Ritchie, you are the man. That's the first time I've ever heard somebody irritate the hell out of Elliott Shore Park while staying calm. Bravo, my friend. Bravo.
He might be right about that. That is Elliott's whole thing. I know you flustered him. As someone who argues with him on a podcast more than once a week, like, I get so frustrated, and he just sits at me and is like, sure, okay, whatever. And you got him going. That was... Really? I think that's a compliment. I agree.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good work.
I did not mean to get
him
going
in a bad way. I don't
think
if Elliott takes it as a compliment.
Well, especially because John was so calm. That's why, too. You know, John's just like, well, actually.
Elliott is entitled to his opinion for sure. Like, that was the beauty of what we were doing there.
I love it.
Exchanging ideas.
I don't think we're going to win. I don't think we're going anywhere if Wheeler is out the rest of the season. He obviously gives us a better chance. Everybody who might be thinking that there's a chance, they don't hit. There's no hitting consistently of any degree. We have amazing pitching, even without Wheeler. But it doesn't matter if we don't hit.
Yeah, they have to hit, but they absolutely have a chance with the World Series. I don't, like, absolutely 100% have a chance.
Of course they do, because every team's got warts.
They're going to be in the playoffs.
Every single team. Look at
they have a 5.5 game lead.
The Dodgers. People talk about, the Dodgers. The Dodgers have been mediocre.
Dude, yeah. Actually, for the last month, they've been bad.
Didn't they just lose to Colorado?
Yeah, they've been flat out bad for a month. Yeah,
mediocre.
How many games are you going to let Jordan Romano come out and potentially blow it? Send him back to Canada. I don't want to see the guy anymore. For the love of God, please get rid of Romano.
Get rid of Romano. I'd rather see Parmesan.
Send Romano to Williamsport. That's where he belongs. He's just terrible.
Great job by Lewis Coco.
Lewis, that was outstanding.
Putting it together. Send him to Canada thing. It's pretty good. I enjoy it.
Get rid of Romano.
Yeah,
I want Parmesan.
Send him back to Canada.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that
Williamsport.
Really, really, really.
That was funny.
That was well done. And
not nice, but funny.
And guess what? I agree with all of it. We can shut it down.
Prior talking.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
He's definitely past where you should be. Friar talking.
Yeah.
Because he's been around the block.
Yeah, and there's nothing funny about it.
Team.
Like, honestly, if we're going to convince someone to Friar Tuck, I want to be able to laugh at that person in a jovial, fun way about it.
And I don't feel, like, friendly, jokey enough with Romano.
I would just be like, dude, you look bleeping ugly, all right? That's what you look like. There'd be no joke. I'd be like, you look ridiculous.
Right.
And now you're going to go pitch for me.
Yeah, it doesn't feel funny.
Great.
Just pitch better.
Yeah,
and then maybe.
All right, let's turn to quickly. Let's get the final answers in here. Going to be tough voting. Best TV theme song, Scott and KOP. You got an answer?
Facts of Life.
Oh, that's a really good answer.
I
do love that song a lot. All right, Jock in Philly. Jock, you got a theme song for us?
Believe it or not, I'm walking.
Yeah,
love it.
Man, it's very good.
Wow.
And we got our
American Hero.
Greatest American Hero. Bam. Last shot here. Bam. Give us a TV theme song.
The Knight Rider theme song.
Sure.
Ooh, no words, though. Got to penalize it.
No one said Sanford and Son. I was expecting that.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
That's a
great one.
That's a really good one.
All right, we got to decide on a winner here. And honestly, this is just haymaker after haymaker.
Yeah, there's a lot of great ones.
I saw John keeping notes during, which I appreciate. I have them in front of me, too. We got tons of answers. John, what one stuck out to you?
I thought Sesame Street was a great answer.
Me too.
I thought the fact that Steve sang and imitated multiple voices, that that presentation.
I think Steve was the best presentation. Yeah. I don't know if he has the best song.
I totally agree. Yeah. I don't think that's the best song, but the presentation was very stellar. Good.
Golden Girls stands out as a great answer. Cheers stands out as great. They're all great. But
I think Golden Girls,
Cheers, and Sesame Street are probably the three that stand out to me the most personally.
Golden Girls, Sesame Street, and Steve for me. That's
okay,
my order.
All right,
of preference.
So you're voting Golden Girls
is my number.
Ruben Amaro,
Sesame Street.
Okay, Fran Rojas,
Fresh Prince.
Okay, good. Thank you for contributing to this show.
It's a good answer, though. It's a good answer.
Real use.
I'm going to go Golden Girls.
Okay, so I have to choose between Sesame Street and Golden Girls. Oh man. I am going to do it for my daughter, who's been singing it all week around the house, the Golden Girls
theme.
There
you go.
Shout out to the Golden
Girls.
Nice. Our winner for today, congratulations to Sean. Sean, great job with the Golden Girls answer. All right. Thank you to Fran Rojas producing the show, Louis Coco helping out, doing an awesome job. Ruben Morrow Jr., thank you for coming in, hanging out, man.
It was a pleasure.
Blast. Thank you to the NovaCare doctor, Richie Rhea. We will be back tomorrow. Ruben, again, thanks for hanging out. Coming up next, Joe and Hugh, keep it here all day. Any news about Wheeler, any information that comes out, obviously we will have it for you here first. We'll be back tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.